In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we celebrate a very, very special feast, and that one that is very close to us and to the heart of the Church, the feast of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, a religious of the Visitation, the Order of the Visitation, with whom we are familiar very much. In fact, in their sanctuary, which is one of the most beautiful sanctuaries in the South, is not only gilt with gold, but it is silver gilt, which is very, very rare and unique. It is magnificent. In the center of that sanctuary, up above, we see St. Margaret Mary talking, kneeling in front and talking to Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And he revealed himself in a fuller way than had at that point been known. The reality of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as we say every year during the Feast of the Sacred Heart, goes back to the Gospel. And we see St. John, the beloved disciple, leaning up during the Last Supper against the heart of Jesus, which of course is not possible for us to do today under the present day rubrics of the Mass. But he was the beloved disciple. He was one of the first 12 bishops and of the other hundreds of priests that were there. And this denotes the fact that there was a very special bond of love and friendship, which is the highest form of love that is possible in this world, that is not a sacrament, and that is between Jesus and St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple. So the Sacred Heart is already found in the Gospels, and then throughout the centuries, different revelations, particularly St. Gertrude the Great, and of course, to St. Teresa of Avila, and others of this sort, who were great visionaries, great mystics of the Church. And we see that in the 1600s, this young girl from a farm, not a poor farm, but a farm nevertheless, her mother had died, and she was taking care of the father, and our Lord told her, "You need to be a nun." And what kind of a nun? There were many orders. And so he directed her to the Visitation Order, the Order of the Visitation, in particular to the monastery, which is still there today, though the chapel has been totally wrecked, of the Visitation. And of course, we have experienced throughout the years, those of us who have been around long enough, that France and the French orders were the first to go bad. And so the Visitation Order in France, not everywhere, went very liberal in some ways. And so the original sanctuary that was there at the time of the apparition of our Lord to St. Margaret Mary is gone now. But there is a modernized picture of them there. But nevertheless, that's not what's important. What's important is that our Lord appeared to her. And as I mentioned often enough, because it is still the reality, even among those who call themselves Catholics and good Catholics, forget the rest, that they're the indifference of men towards his most sacred heart. Just imagine that you love someone very, very much, and that person doesn't pay the slightest bit of attention to you. Well, that is what our Lord is complaining about concerning us. Our lack of love and response to his love in our own spiritual life. And of course, each individually and then collectively, that is what we experience. Even though the Church has added feast days and so forth to this particular gift of the revelation to St. Margaret Mary, of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so it's very appropriate and beautiful, the words that are used from the Canticle of Canticles, which is my favorite book of the whole Bible. The Canticle of Canticles, the story of the love of a soul, any soul, for God. And it reads, many waters cannot quench the charity, neither can the floods drown it. My flesh and my heart have fainted away. Thou art the God of my heart, and the God that is my portion forever. So these words, which are used in the liturgy by Holy Mother of the Church to garnish this feast of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the Visitation Nun, to whom was revealed the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and his suffering in regards to mankind, those are used for us to remember and to pray for them. As we celebrate these mysteries, we give thanks to God for the wonderful life of St. Margaret Mary. And of course, you can read it for yourselves. There are too many things to say at this point. But also the fact that our Lord revealed himself to her. And she, in turn, has revealed him to us. And that is a way a missionary must work. Our Lord reveals himself to a missionary. A missionary, which we all are, reveals him to others. May his Most Sacred Heart of Jesus reign triumphant in our hearts. And may we not garnish him with indifference and disobedience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.